Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my Commissioner's Report. Talk about several topics today. The first I'm going to talk about is the pay-as-you-throw, or pay-to-throw, our future program that New Windsor went through is with a pilot program recently. Went through it for 6 months, and actually the program did exactly what it was supposed to do. It reduced the amount of trash going to the landfill by tons and tons and tons of trash coming from New Windsor, and also increased recycling by, I believe, around 30%. So the pilot program did exactly what it was supposed to do. It reduced the amount of trash going to landfill, increased recycling. For those of you who aren't familiar with this concept, the concept is that as a homeowner, you pay for the amount of trash that you actually throw away. And the way they did it in New Windsor is they had bags. You buy the bags. I don't remember the cost of the bag. You have large bags, small bags. Put trash out in the bags. So what you're paying for is the bag to put the trash out. So the more bags that you put out, the more it will cost you to throw trash away. The more that you reduce, reuse, recycle things, the less trash you have to throw away because recycling was free to be picked up. You didn't have to put it in the bag. So the concept worked very well as it has worked all over the country. The pilot program's over. New Windsor decided not to move forward with it, and that's fine. That's their decision. I was very thankful that they took it up and that we looked at it for 6 months the way that it was looked at. Because now the county has the data and the information to say, yes, this will work in Carroll County. The next step is to figure out what we're going to do with that. Are we going to try to put this countywide? Are we going to try to entice other municipalities to try to use this? What we're going to do, we're not sure right now. But at least we have data now that we can work with. And I thought it was a very successful pilot program because it did, again, do exactly what it was supposed to do. Next subject I'm going to bring up is one I've talked about again in the past. Is East Middle School and what's going to be happening with East Middle School. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Tomorrow, the work session will be with the Board of Ed on East Middle School and what they're going to talk about. I will be attending that work session. So when you hear this on Sunday, the work session will be over and hopefully we'll have come up with a decision on what to do and move forward with that school. My preference, and I have said this in the past, is to do what they did at Mount Airy Middle School, and that is to build a new school right there on the campus where East Middle School is, as classes are happening in the current building. When the new building is done, tear down the old building, move everybody to the new building, everything's ready to go. I was actually teaching it at Mount Airy Middle School when that was done. Very little, if any, disruption to classes being held at that time. I was teaching phys ed, so I was the one probably most affected with classes because of the building and the grounds and the fields being taken up by the construction. Still managed to go through it. Some classes I had took out to the front of the school rather than the behind the school. I had a very large area to take kids outside, and of course in the winter we're inside anyway. So very little disruption. It worked out fine if you ask me. And the school got to stay where it was. There was no changing from one location to another. I just think it's the best option for East Middle, but then again, I'm not the one making that decision, but I am putting it out there. I think that was the way to go. Also, on that decision, on that option for the East Middle School, there's talks about making that campus to a K-8 campus. I believe it was with two separate buildings. That's a pretty expensive option. Don't have to do it all right now. If you put the design down and the layout of where you want those two buildings to go, you could put the new middle school up, tear down the old building, and then in the future, when you needed a new elementary school to replace another school, or perhaps hopefully because we have more students coming in, you already have the area laid out where the new elementary school would go. So it doesn't have to be done right now. That money wouldn't have to be spent at this time. So just my idea of what to do with East Middle School. Again, I did used to teach there for 4 years. I can tell you firsthand how bad shape that building is in, although the school system is doing everything they can to keep it up and running and keep everybody comfortable inside the building. Next thing, probably the last thing I'm going to talk about today is commissioner versus charter form of government. I have said in the past many times I'm a proponent of charter government. I would like to see Carroll County move to charter government. One of the main reasons is if you look at a county government as a business, and most people say, let's run this government like it's a business. Carroll County's budget each year is over $500 million. Can you think of another business in this country, a $500 million business or greater, that has five CEOs? I can't think of any. I don't think we should have that here. I think government will run more efficiently if we have a county executive and a county council. Now, that's my feeling on how a charter should be written, but I'm not going to be writing a charter, and it might not come out that way, because you can also have commissioners in a charter government as well without a county executive. It depends on how the charter is written. One of the complaints I've heard about moving a charter is that charter government wouldn't be as transparent or as open as the commission form of government. As commissioners, we have no more requirements put on us for open meetings and have things done in public than a charter government does. We do, one thing that's been mentioned again is the budget, the way we do the budget and everything is done out in public. We do it that way because we wish to do it that way. We're not required to do it that way. If you went to charter government, if it was voted in, and there was a county executive, and it was one of his responsibilities to come up with a budget, all that could be done in public as well. He could meet with the Office of Budget and Accounting and come up with a budget and talk about that all in public, the same, similar anyways, the way we do it. But everything could be as transparent in a charter form of government as it is in the commissioner form of government. And it basically comes down to who's in there, who's running it, and who's doing things. We've been very lucky that we've had some great boards of commissioners and everything has been done openly and in the public. Same thing could happen in charter. Some of the questions that were asked, because we've had two meetings now. One was more of an informational meeting on the three types of government you can have in accounting. The second was more of a panel with questions and answers about charter government. A couple of questions that came up was, one was, if we go to charter, would I run for county executive? I don't think you should vote or not vote for charter government according to who may or may not run for county executive, if there is even a county executive in a charter. You look at the long-term effects and the benefits of charter government and vote on that, not who may or may not be running for a particular office if you go to charter. So another thing that was asked was, would we prohibit any donors for campaigns from being on a charter writing committee? As I think about that, I think it's kind of unreasonable if someone wanted to contribute $25 to my campaign or one of the other commissioners' campaign and had a real interest and maybe some expertise in writing a charter, that they would be excluded from writing the charter. I just don't think that's a good idea. I did say at the time I would keep large donors, my large donors, off of the committee if we go that route, which we haven't decided to do that yet. But even that, I'm thinking, is that right? If someone really wants to help write the charter and has expertise in it? I don't know. I be honest with you, I have to give that one more thought. I really do. I just don't think it's fair to exclude somebody because they've had interest in the elections as they've come up. Only have about a minute left here. People are talking about taxes. If we go to charter, taxes are going to go up. I think taxes are related to services more than anything else. We have one of the best school systems in the country in Carroll County. With the Curran Committee and what's going on with that, probably we'll have to put more money into the school system. We have EMS and fire going, transitioning from a mostly volunteer to paid. We're going to have to put more money into that. We have Ag Prez. We're one of the safest counties in the state of Maryland. We're looking at a lot of different things. Those services may drive up cost, but it would make no difference what type of government we had, commissioner or charter, for the taxes. It would be the services that we're providing that may or may not drive up costs. I see my time is out now. So until next time, Commissioner Dennis Frazier signing off.